Hi, I'm Jem Morris, and you're listening to Bright New Voices, the Balboa Press Hour. Today, I'm speaking with Merav Richter about her new book, Brave Ecstatic Woman, 7 Steps to Ignite Your Feminine Essence for an Audaciously Luscious Life. Hi, Merav. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Jen. It's wonderful the way you say that. You make it sound so luscious and juicy. That's
well,
great.
How do you say audaciously luscious without having a little bit of a tone, right?
You really do. You've got to own that.
You've just got to
own that audacious lusciousness.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the title. What does it mean to be a brave, ecstatic woman?
Well, you know, a lot of people hear that word ecstatic, and it really drives this notion of really, really, really happy. And of course, it takes some courage. It takes bravery to actually be really, really happy. I mean, this world is not built for people to be ecstatic, for women to be ecstatic. You know, we've got epic numbers. I mean, it's an epidemic now how many women are on antidepressant medication. And we have forces of opposition against ecstasy. I call them foes, the forces of opposition. There's a billions and trillions of dollars industry meant to make us unhappy with ourselves, meant to make us feel that we're not good enough, we're not tall enough, we're not smart enough, we're not thin enough, we're not tanned enough, we're not light enough, or, you know, all those things that we're told that we're not good enough. And then it really takes some bravery to get really ecstatic. But that word doesn't just mean really happy. It actually, in the ancient Sanskrit, there were 4 levels of happiness or 4 levels of joy that a human could achieve. And the last one, the highest one, is called Ananda, which is this bliss, this ecstasy. It's that level of happiness for no reason at all. It's that happiness that we are just confident and luscious and feeling just in touch and connected with ourselves. And it takes real bravery to step into that.
So what is the gateway to this kind of vitality? What do you share in the book that we can use to get to that place?
Well, I went on a lifelong journey to find the hidden mysteries of the feminine essence. I took philosophy at university, and I remember the first year, philosophy 101, I walked up to the prof and I said, "Excuse me, sir, something is really off here. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I happen to notice that all of the authors on this syllabus are all men. Why are there no female philosophers?" And the prof said, "Well, this is classical philosophy here. If you want to study women's thought, go take a women's studies course." You know, is that really the case? Don't get me wrong, this was quite a few years ago, and I know academia has changed since then, but at the time I thought, this doesn't sound right. I mean, there has to be some women's thought. And I went on this personal pursuit to go find the feminine mysteries, the feminine philosophies throughout the world. And I did find that there were plenty of women's thoughts, women's philosophers, but they were called poetesses or sages or witches or bitches throughout the years. And there was even some suppressed story of the 7 sisters. And they are actually representative. They're the archetypes of each one of our energy centers. And each woman actually embodies one of those archetypes for a majority of her life. And then sometime, usually in middle age, usually around a time of crisis, she shifts archetypes. And when you really know your archetype and what it represents, you know exactly where the seat of your superpower lies. Also, though, where your shadow elements lie, where your fears are, what is going to stop you off? What is that thing that you're not willing to look at that's hidden around the shadows? And when you really know that and own that, then you own your power.
I want to talk a little bit about sex and taking charge of our own pleasure as women.
Okay.
I'm going to switch gears here, and we're going to talk about sex because that's a fun topic. Is this something that often kind of goes by the wayside for women, being in touch with what gives them pleasure and how to tap into that?
Oh, 100%. In our world, you know, women are so busy with work, with kids, with all the extra things that we do. We've got a lot of balls up in the air, right? And what goes by the wayside for us is that thing that sex is not just a cherry on top of the cake. It's actually the whole cake. I mean, we've got an immense amount of energy that comes out of our sexual energy. Something within us can be turned on that is so magnetic, it's so alluring, it's so luscious that people just gravitate to it and want to be around it. And that's really the core. It comes from our sacral chakra. It comes from that sexual energy. It's also the seat of our creativity and our vitality.
You were talking earlier about the Ananda and that place that you get to, you referenced at the end of a yoga class. Is this also the same place that we're in when we're experiencing an orgasm?
Yeah, well, there are different kinds of orgasms that we can have, and all of them are really great. But yes, that element of, you know, when we're in that place of great orgasm, we're actually in that place of ecstasy. Like I said earlier, ecstasy being out of status quo, out of our homeostasis, in a place that is, we could call it transcendence, but sometimes after a great orgasm, we can have that feeling of being just outside of ourselves, and both outside of ourselves and an expanded version inside of ourselves. But we can also have that, you know, have you ever had a good crygasm or a good bedgasm when you get into bed late at night after a long and rewarding day? Being in bed just feels so good. We could get that through a lot of different sources, but if you know that feeling, then you can recreate it in any time in your life.
What is the goal of your book? I know that you say it's not a how-to manual, it's a cherished girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. I started out as overwhelmed, overworked, and overweight woman, and just so over it. I knew that there was a way that I could open up to having this energy, to having this vitality, and I started to explore these elements. And the more I learned, the more I shared, the more women would open up to me. And all these concepts that a lot of women are feeling and sharing and know them to be true, they just don't have access to it. So as I was writing this book, I really wanted to make sure that the book really was recreating those girlfriend conversations. And one of the things that I really found was women have an urge to merge. We need our sacred sisterhood around us. When we spend time with other girlfriends, we build on these oxytocin levels. We create more energy within us. We have a lot more serotonin flowing throughout us. And so I wrote this book as that conduit, as what I needed when I was overwhelmed, overweight, and overworked, for other women to be able to come together and congregate. My hope is that women will read this and actually gather in book circles, in sacred circles, and use some of the exercises and the techniques in the book, in their rituals with this sacred tribe, this sacred sisterhood of girlfriends around them.
I love that so much. Mirav, before you go, tell us about your website. I know that you have two, but one specifically for the book.
Well, sure. Everyone can find me, of course, at my main website, miravrichter.com. But also I've created another website where you log on and you take a short quiz, and that quiz actually finds and identifies your specific archetype. You just log on to www.braveecstaticwoman, just like the name of the book, .com, and it's a short 8-question quiz. And then once you put in your email, then I send you the archetype, and I send you also the ebook for Brave Ecstatic Woman that just gives you a little snippet of all of the archetypes, because you may recognize yourself as one, but maybe your sister as another, or your mother, or maybe something that you are shifting from or into, and recognize yourself in one of those. And it gives a lot of the tips and techniques and practices for how to really delve into that, how to find that power and find those shadows.
I'm doing this tonight. I want to see. Mirav, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's really been my pleasure, Jen.